Hello, Gary B. with your local and regional update brought to you by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for your convenience. Lawyers for evangelist Tony Alamo are expected to wrap up their defense in his federal sex crime trial sometime today. It's unclear whether Alamo will testify. He said earlier he had planned to take the stand, but said yesterday his attorneys had won the case without his testimony. Arkansas Lottery Director is proposing a series of measures to save money as he faces criticism over the salaries of the game's top officials. Ernie Pasole says he'll propose a $4.7 million hiring plan that he says will cut 10 jobs that were originally planned for the games. Jonesboro, Wolverine Worldwide says it's closing the Jonesboro plant that makes military boots. It will leave 270 out of work. A spokeswoman says it will shut down in 6 to 9 months. She's a winner, and she's got it all going for her. 17-year-old Molly Carol McGurk, the new Miss Independence County 2009. She won her crown last night during the first evening of the Independence County Fair. 17-year-old Molly McGurk is the daughter of Chris and Suzanne McGurk of Batesville. First runner-up, a senior at Midland High School, Ashley Nicole Stevens, the daughter of Brenda Manley. The 17-year-old Stevens also won the award for the best interview. Second runner-up was Alicia Lynn Hunter, the 18-year-old daughter of Tracy and Lisa Hunter of Batesville. Named Miss Congeniality, Elizabeth Allison Ives. She received that crown by a vote of her peers in the contest. She is the 18-year-old daughter of Jim Ives and Kim Dunlap of Batesville. And also, Betsy won the award for Most Photogenic. Also at the fair last night, we're over at the cow barn, was the All-Star Steer Contest we've been telling you about with 4-H and FFA members who were raising steers. And, of course, they had their final judging last night. And grand champion turned out to be the steer that was raised by Ty Sturgeon. And the reserve grand champion was the steer raised by Trenton Tosh. Tonight, it's all about the horses. There are 22 horses in the judging this evening. Also last night at the Independence County Fair 2009 edition was the Youth Talent Show. Big winner in vocal solo was Megan Poff singing I Told You So. The winner in vocal group, Brianna and Anthony Marino, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, sing that a cappella after their CD kind of messed up. Winner in the variety division was Josie and Chase Baker, as they did the song Tim McGraw by Taylor Swift. The winner in the dance group, the West Magnet Dancers, dancing to a medley of songs. And the solo dance winner, dancing to Move Your Feet, was Cody Patterson. Tonight at the Independence County Fair, the new Florida Boys, and it'll be the Prize Baby Boy and Prize Baby Girl contest. It was two yeses and then a no last night. More on the Batesville City Council meeting when we continue.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking. Only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
At last night's Batesville City Council meeting, an ordinance that was on its third reading was soundly turned away by a unanimous vote. The ordinance was calling for a rezoning of property in the home subdivision from R1 and C1 to C2 commercial. The home subdivision is located on Harrison Street in the Big Pine neighborhood. Nathan Higginbottom and Brandon Holmes had proposed building an apartment complex on that property. Well, at the two previous readings, members of the Big Pine neighborhood had voiced their concerns about safety if an apartment complex was put in that location. And before the final vote last night, members Fred Krug, Margaret Henley, and Doug Matthews reiterated the safety concerns that were voiced by the citizens during the previous readings. This local and regional update has been brought to you by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting no matter the time of transaction. Gary B.